Spiritual Healing in the Jewish Golden Age in Muslim Spain. During the Jewish Golden Age in Muslim Spain, many spiritual teachers, including the Maimonides and Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, used a combination of herbal medicines, strict nutrition plans, and spiritual healing that included encouraging positive thinking, promoting balanced sleep and nutrition, and exercise programs. A student of the Holy Ari, Rabbi Chaim Vital, also used excursions designed to connect man to nature and use the language of dreams. His healing process included conversations and prayers throughout the hours of the day in order to provide resilience and physical and mental strength to the patients who contacted him. During the Enlightenment period, starting in the middle of the 18th century, the power of spiritual healing greatly diminished. However, there is evidence of such practices in Germany in the 19th century in writings of philosophers such as Goethe, Schlegel, Fichte, and the poet Novalis. Although they did not engage in spiritual healing, they greatly encouraged it through their romantic writings and poetry. The Native American tribes. In the traditions of Native North American tribes, a prominent use of healing was evident. The tribal healer was actually a spiritual healer who channeled the energies of the universe, such as the light of the sun, the moon and the stars, fire and water, and used those for healing. In Central and South America. Among the kingdoms of the Maya, the Aztecs, and the Incas, a spiritual healer was mainly at the service of kings, priests, and warriors, and helped them heal diseases and injuries and win battles. In North American tribal societies, the role of the healer was deeply entrenched in spiritual beliefs. These healers, often referred to as medicine men or women, were not just physical healers but also spiritual guides and community leaders. They believed in harnessing the energies of the universe, such as the light of the sun, the moon, and the stars, as well as the elements of fire and water, for healing purposes. Their practices often involved rituals, chants, and the use of sacred objects, which were thought to draw on these natural energies. Herbal medicine was also a significant aspect of their healing practices, with an extensive knowledge of the medicinal properties of plants native to their region. Healing rituals could include sweat lodges, where the combination of heat, steam, and prayer offered both physical detoxification and spiritual purification. The use of totems or spirit animals was also common, symbolizing a connection to the spiritual world and the guidance of ancestral spirits. In the great civilizations of Central and South America, such as the Maya, Aztec, and Inca empires, healers also played a vital role, often serving the elite classes like kings, priests, and warriors. These healers were skilled in a variety of techniques, from herbal remedies to surgical procedures. They were crucial not only in treating diseases and injuries but also in preparing leaders and warriors for battles, both physically and spiritually. In these cultures, healing was often intertwined with religious and ceremonial practices. Rituals might involve offerings to gods, the use of psychoactive plants to induce visions or trances, and complex ceremonies that sought the favor of the spiritual world for healing and victory in battles. Both in North and South American indigenous cultures, the approach to healing was holistic. It was not just about treating the body but also about aligning the spirit with the natural and supernatural world. This deep connection with nature and the spiritual realm reflects a worldview where health and well-being are seen as a balance between physical, emotional, spiritual, and environmental factors. The legacy of these ancient healing practices continues to influence modern holistic medicine and offers a unique perspective on health and healing that emphasizes harmony with the natural world and the interconnectedness of all aspects of life. Spiritual healing in Christianity. Healing in Christianity has evolved significantly over the centuries, intertwining with various beliefs and practices. Initially, it was indeed the Catholic monks who often took the lead in offering care to the poor and sick. Their approach sometimes incorporated what was considered mystical energies, a practice not universally accepted by the church hierarchy. This tension highlighted a broader debate within Christianity about the nature of spiritual healing and its place within the ecclesiastical structure. The skepticism of the church towards these healing practices stemmed partly from a concern about undermining the authority and status of priests. The church traditionally held a strict view on spiritual matters, including healing, which was seen as a divine intervention rather than a human endeavor. However, despite the Church's apprehension, these healing practices continued, reflecting a deep-seated human desire for physical and spiritual relief. In the 19th century, the phenomenon of Christian healing began to expand significantly in the United States, partly due to the rise of new religious movements and revivals. This period saw a growing acceptance of the idea that faith and prayer could directly influence physical health. The concept of faith healing, where prayer and belief in God's power are seen as key to overcoming illness, gained popularity. This expansion also coincided with a greater openness to ideas from different spiritual traditions, including those outside of mainstream Christianity. Figures like Samuel Zohar Yonai, with their unique blend of Christian beliefs and Kabbalistic practices, emerged in this environment. Yonai's use of ciphers from the Zohar and Kabbalah to counteract energetic attacks and restore positive energy flow is an example of this syncretism. Such practices, while still not universally accepted within Christianity, represent a growing trend towards integrating diverse spiritual techniques in the pursuit of healing. Jesus Christ. In the teachings and accounts of Jesus Christ within Christian tradition, it's often emphasized that his approach to healing was holistic, addressing both the spiritual and physical needs of individuals. When Jesus cared for the lepers, the sick, and others in need of healing, he first attended to their spiritual well-being before addressing their physical ailments. This approach is exemplified in numerous accounts in the New Testament. For example, before healing a paralyzed man, Jesus first forgave his sins, demonstrating his concern for the man's spiritual state, Mark 2 verse 5. This action underlines the belief that physical health and spiritual health are deeply interconnected. Today, the landscape of Christian healing is diverse, ranging from traditional prayer and sacraments to more unconventional methods influenced by other spiritual traditions. This diversity reflects both the broad spectrum of belief within Christianity and a wider cultural openness to different forms of spiritual practice. As individuals like Yonai demonstrate, the search for healing can often lead to a blending of traditions, creating new pathways for those seeking relief and restoration. In Jesus' ministry, healing the sick wasn't just about curing physical symptoms, it was also a way to restore individuals to full participation in their community and spiritual life. In the case of lepers, who were marginalized and ostracized due to their condition, Jesus' healing extended beyond physical cure to social and spiritual restoration. By healing them, he not only relieved their physical suffering but also broke down social barriers, reinstating them into society. Furthermore, Jesus' acts of healing were often accompanied by teachings that provided spiritual insights and guidance. His miracles were not only demonstrations of compassion but also served to illustrate deeper spiritual truths and the coming of God's kingdom. The 20th Century Spiritual Awakening. In the early 60s of the 20th century, a significant awakening of spiritual healing began, first through Indian gurus such as the Maharishi Yogi, Osho, and others, who focused on personal healing expressed in the person's relationship with himself, his truth, and his choices in life. Spiritual healing took on different dimensions when teachers like Ram Dass, American, came into the picture, who preached for kindness and spiritual healing to people and their environment. Renowned heart surgeon Barney Siegel is also known to have advocated humor and joy as a method of spiritual healing and applied it to his patients. Today, there are many healing methods and techniques. However, their effectiveness. Those who wish to undergo Kabbalistic spiritual healing according to the ancient wisdom are required to find an expert with deep knowledge who can provide a true solution. Samuel Zohar Yonai accompanies you in every step and uses ciphers from the Zohar and Kabbalah to remove blockages and energetic attacks and to grant a spiritual and energetic empowerment. For many years, Samuel has accompanied many people in Israel and around the world and helped them restore positive energy flow and open blockages in all areas of life. The site awaits you with diverse and fascinating knowledge about the spirit worlds that will enrich your world. To learn more and arrange a consultation, all you have to do is leave details here or contact us on WhatsApp or by phone. Contact. Samuel Zohar Yonai uses ciphers from the Zohar and Kabbalah to block energetic attacks and restore the positive energy flow. It's time to contact a professional and reliable healer. You can read a lot more about the field on the website, and for more information or to schedule a consultation, contact here on the website, on WhatsApp or by phone.